Hey, I just have a few minutes and want to mention a couple of things. One is, this is, over the next few days, will be an anniversary for us as a church. This is 5 years since we moved into this facility. So 5 years ago, time flies, isn't it? We had our first service here after we built out, and for many of you weren't here then. So we'd been looking for a building for about 12 years and finally found this. It was completely empty. We had to scrape up the floor, and all the walls that you see, including the one behind me, all the ones coming up, they didn't exist. So we built all those. Scott Couch led the charge, who was another missionary, led the charge in helping us do that. So many of you volunteered and helped. Actually, if you're here and you volunteered to help during our build-up process, could you stand up for a second? I know we have several of you here. We have a lot of painters, construction people, clean people, people painting the ceiling. Yeah. There were many, many more as well. And so thankful for all of them who did. I mean, we got in here just to give you a little bit of numbers. Really, the build out for this is about should have been about $1 million. And we did it for $220,000 for this entire facility. It was really miraculous. And we're so thankful to be here in this facility, but we lease it. And in our heart is to have our own place where we're not paying someone else rent as well. Right now we have just under 4 years left here on our current lease. And so we're looking ahead toward what God has, praying into it a lot. I'm praying a lot about it right now. And we're discussing some things, trying to figure out and hear what the Lord wants us to do from here. What we do know is to have anything somewhat even close to this size that would be our own would be a few million dollars. And so we haven't asked for money for a long, long time, but I want to simply let you guys know that if on your app where you can give, one of the drop-down boxes is for building fund. On the envelopes that are in your seat pockets in front of you, one of the boxes there is for building fund. And we want to begin saving money so that whenever we move, we'd love to be able to pay for something in cash would be the best. That would be the best. If not, we want the loan to be very manageable. And so we'd love to raise about $1 million between now and when we leave here toward the next place. That comes with zero pressure, but we know that God is huge and can make this happen and help. But if it's in your heart, feel free to give at any point toward the building fund, and we'll save that, put that aside. And I'll be telling you more about the plans as we move forward, as we get clarity. We have some property. We're not sure exactly if the Lord wants us to build on that or to sell it and build elsewhere or move into an existing building. We don't know. We're trying to get clarity on that. But I'll let you know as we go. But just want to let you know that there's opportunity to give toward that, and thank you. All right, and just separately here, in the next couple of minutes, I'm not going to take hardly any time, but you know, as a Christian, which I would imagine most everyone in here is, if you're not, I hope that you'll become one today, or tomorrow, or the next day. But a Christian means that someone who is of Christ, owned by Him, someone that follows, believes in Him, and there's something so special about those who know God, and that's that we get to know God. Sets us apart from really everyone else on the planet is those who are in His family get to know Him, not just know about Him, not just have information. We weren't saved with brand new information only, but we were saved and transformed so that we can be those who communicate with the living God. We get to communicate with Him, have fellowship, it says, with the Father, with the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not just to be better people, but to be those who fellowship with the living God. Jesus said some amazing things. Everything that He said was really amazing, mind-blowing, revolutionary, all of those things. They change our lives when we listen to His words and apply them. A couple of things He said, one of them is, come to me. He invited everyone. Think about this. Come to me, all who are weary, who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He invited every single person who ever hear of Him, who knew Him at that moment, He invited them to come to Him. He also said this. He said, if anyone, again with Him, it's not for certain people only. If anyone is thirsty, He said, let them come to me and drink. This invitation is out there. He puts it out there. Anybody who has any thirst, any spiritual thirst, any spiritual hunger. He said, come to me. I will fill you. I'll give you something you don't have. If you're weary, I will take care of your weariness. I'll give you rest. Whatever you need, come to me. This open invitation. Then he said in John 15, he said, if you will abide in me. Now that's not just even coming to him, but that's like jumping inside of him. That's like him living in us. The imagery that he used, the metaphor that he used is a vine that grows grapes and about it being grafted into the vine, a part of that vine. The same juice that flowed in that main vine now flows in the branch that gets grafted in. He uses that as an example saying, abide in me, come get grafted in here. And the juice that's in me, that which flows in me will flow in you. So it's coming to him, but it's also abiding in him so closely that there's no compartmentalization, that word, no compartments on the inside of us of Sunday's the day I worship and then the other day I do my thing. It's I'm abiding in him every single day. The life that I live, where I go, he goes with me because he's in me and I'm in him. And it's integrated entirely, our life and his life. 1 Corinthians 6 actually says that we become one spirit with God. This being a Christian thing is not what maybe I used to think. It's not just good information. It's not just, well, there's a choice. There's 20 different religions, and I'll choose that one because that sounds good. It is completely different. It is. Jesus said, I am the way. There's one way. I am the life. I'm the truth. There's no other way to get to the Father but through me, he said. Those are strong words. What you and I have in him is this invitation to not just come to him once, but to come to him often, to live in him. And I just want to today, just as a reminder for us in the next minute, to remind you that he is available to have fellowship, to be near with you every moment, any time. You can stop it right. In fact, this very moment, you can be before the one who made the universe. I know he lives on the inside, but there's something about us going into his presence by faith and receiving and giving and ministering to him. You think about this. In the earth and the world, if you're a famous person, the more famous you become, the more wealthy you become, the more insulated you also become as you now form teams to keep people from you, right? Jesus is the exact opposite. As he was going through life, and then as he started laying his life down for us, and then as he reached really the pinnacle of having his name above every other name, as he's doing that all along the way, he does the exact opposite of what we would do here. He says, now everyone come to me. No insulation, no team of people keeping some back and only letting others in. He says, come to me. And that invitation is wide open today. It's wide open to have time with him. Jesus exemplified this, showed us how to do this when it says in Luke 5:16 that he often slipped away. He would just take off and disappear. Maybe he just disappeared into thin air. I have no idea. But he would often slip away and hang out with his Father. He would go into the presence of his Father. Now, his Father is spirit. Jesus had flesh, spirit on the inside, just like you and I. And he knew how to connect with the Father in spirit. Because when you became born again, we all, our spirits were awakened. And we realized, maybe we're still realizing, that we're no longer in the kingdom we used to be in. We're in a new kingdom, a kingdom where we spiritually appraise things, where we can now hear from heaven. And now when I go before the Father as Jesus did, I can now do that and I have an audience with the King of the universe. And I can be there and listen and hear and partake and give and worship. But I'm now a spirit person more, even more than I am a natural person. I know they're all together. But my spirit has come alive and your spirit has come alive so that we can be with him in a spiritual sense every single day. I had a an experience this week with him. You know, those who are hungry and thirsty will find him. He says, I'll fill you if you have that. Sometimes we don't have all the hunger and thirst that we need, and still, he's a pursuer of our soul. He pursued you and me when you weren't interested in him at all, right? He sent his spirit. He sent angels, however it worked, to work on you, and people who had hearts for you were praying for you, and all of a sudden, your heart begins to feel this drawing to him, and then you opened up to him. Sometimes I don't have that feel, that draw all the time, and still he comes to us, knocking, saying, I'm here. I'm here. It's not just being a good person. It's that he wants a thriving, vibrant relationship every single day with us. Every single day with us. Earlier this week, I had something happen with God that hadn't happened in 14 years. And he woke me up out of a dream and he called my name audibly. I came out of a dream with him calling my name. And it was at 3:14 in the morning. And I knew there was this presence in a different way in the room, and it was an invitation to participate with him instead of my sleep. Right then, and he started to download things to me as I just was there with him and listening and said, it's like he starts showing me these things for other people, for my life, mostly for other people's lives. And you realize in that moment after a couple hours went by, it was like, this is what we were made for. We were made to have this awakened person that longs for him and thirsts for him and goes there with him daily. And he's always available. He's the most special person in the world, but he's always available for you. At any time, he has the capacity to meet with everyone at the same time, personally, as if you're the only one there. Incredible God. And that invitation is there for us all. And I just want to, this morning, stir up hunger, thirst for him, and to maybe break out of a cycle of just doing the right thing, which I'm so thankful you are, doing the right things, following him, reading our Bibles, being kind, loving our spouses, loving our children, being responsible, going to work, all of those things. And I feel Jesus saying to us, to me, to us, slip away. Would you come slip away? Like he did with his father. Just break away for moments at a time. Go into the bathroom if you need to. Lock the door and just get that time with him. How do you do that? You just open up. Say, I need you. I'm here to thank you, to minister to you in this moment. I start to bless your name. I enter his gates with thanksgiving. I enter his courts with praise. I begin to thank him for who he is. I begin to see him for who he is. I begin to praise him for who he is. And this moment turns into an intimate time with the lover of our souls. Jesus, as he was about to give his life for us, said this incredible thing too. Here he is right on the edge of suffering, right on the edge of enduring horrific torture and crucifixion. And he says to his guys, I have earnestly desired to have this meal with you. I've been longing to have this meal with you. He wasn't focused on what he was about to go through. He wasn't focused on the torture and saying, please pray for me. I mean, that's probably what most of us would have been doing, right? If you know something really hard is coming, please pray for me. He's saying, I long to have this meal with you, to have this interchange and this relationship. And then he said, as often as you do this, as you drink this and eat this, I want you to remember me. I want you to remember our fellowship right here this day. I want you to remember my love for you, what I'm about to do for you, what you're gonna see me do for you. I want you to remember me. And he gave us that to remember him all the way through, but not just to remember him, to have fellowship with him, to commune with him while we are taking these. And so today, I would like to receive communion, to take communion. And so if you would all stand with me, and as we receive communion, one of the things I'd like to encourage you today, we often do this and say, you know, as a family or as a couple, would you take communion? But I just feel today, if you could just by yourselves. And if you are here and you are not a Christian, you are not owned by him, in fellowship with the God of the universe, the one who loves you, he has freedom for you. He wants to break off every addiction. He wants to set you free from bondage. He wants to give you life eternal, but he wants to give you a relationship with him that will change your world. And if that's you and you don't know him, you've not given your life to him, maybe you don't believe, but there's something on the inside that is pulling you, drawing you, that is the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of the living God pulling you to what is real and what's true. And I encourage you to allow him in, to confess him, it says, as Lord, to believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. It says you'll become a saved person, snatched from one kingdom and put into the kingdom of light. All of a sudden you'll have relationship with the King of the universe, with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. He'll begin to transform your heart, your mind, the way you think. He'll give you hope and a future, a purpose to be alive. You don't have purpose unless he comes in and gives that to you. We're all just wandering around. I'm wandering around with who knows what's gonna happen. But when he comes in, I give him my life, all of a sudden the one who made me with a purpose reveals it to me. And he'll do that for you. If you'd like to know him, please, even just on your own right now, you can do this on the inside. There's a personal thing with you, but it's to be walked out publicly. But on the inside, you can just say, I receive you, Jesus. I want you. I believe that you're God, that you're real. I receive you into my heart with the fullness of who you are. And I deny myself and I give up my rights for you. Would you change me, save me, set me free? In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, I'd love to talk to you afterwards. We have some people who love to minister to you as well. But we want to, and you can also now receive communion. You can now take this next step of remembering what Jesus has done. And so go ahead and we have tables all over. If you want to just begin filing up here and taking some bread and drink. The bread is gluten-free, by the way. The drink is grape juice at this point. Sometime we may add wine, but just to let you know, there's a table in the back on each side. Whatever is closest to you, I encourage you to just find a place, whether that's in your seat or somewhere in the room, where you can be with him, commune with him, pour out your heart. He desires to have this meal with you. He earnestly desires to have this meal with you. And as we do this, you can just do it at your own pace, whenever you want to drink, to eat. But what we want to do is remember him. Remember the love that he has, the selflessness in which he gave all that he had to set free. He gave all that he had to pay the price for us to be free. All the debt of sin, the accumulation of rebellion that had added up throughout the centuries, the blood of Jesus washed it all away. He was the Lamb of God, is the Lamb of God, the perfect one who paid the price, canceled the debt. In his body, on the cross. It's very real. It's not just a story. It's not a fairy tale. It's what a man did. As a man, filled with the fullness of God, the perfect Lamb of God, paying for our sin, to set us free, to give us hope. And we just enter in to this fellowship with you, Lord. We remember you. We remember what you've done for me personally. Remember where we came from and how you've changed us. We say thank you. Go ahead and just have a few minutes with him. You know, some of the greatest moments in your life are going to be in times like this. And with him personally, as we slip away and just dive into his presence, this newly made spirit creature, which you are, a brand new creation in Christ, you can dive right into the heavenly of heavenlies. It says that we're seated with him in heavenly places. We're already there. We can just go there by faith. We have an audience. We can listen. We can bless him. The desires of our heart get answered, are satisfied. Hope gets renewed, our minds are renewed. Lord, I want to ask, Father, in Jesus' name, for every one of us here that you have drawn to yourself, that you've saved, that we are in your kingdom, that we are in your family, that we have a hope that endures forever. We get to live with you forever. Our names are written in your book. Cannot be erased by anyone. For those of us here right now, that you would stir up hunger and thirst on the inside of us for more of you, for a desire for your presence. Not just for what you have, but who you are. Lord, I pray that you would put a desire in us to slip away often. To live in you. Teach us, Lord, how to abide in you. Jesus, show us how to abide in you. Every moment, how to live in you. And thank you for making yourself available, inviting us to come. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for what you've done. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for new dreams, the kind of dreams that are aspirations and hope. I also ask for dreams that just come in the night and that reveal yourself, that draw us closer to you. Lord, I pray that anything of the world that pulls on us or has a place higher than it's supposed to be, that you would change that right now. We just give it to you. We ask that you'd rip that thing out. Change the priority level, and may our hearts long for you and be so in love with you. Let love compel us and drive us. Fill us for others and for you, Lord. Lord, I bless these people. I thank you for their lives. Thank you for the calling on all of them. Thank you for what they have going on right now in their lives, their families, their jobs. Bless them, fill them, use them. Do wonderful things inside of them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, we're going to do a song as we go. And I want to encourage you guys, invite you if you'd like to receive prayer. If maybe you gave your life to the Lord today, or you renewed your commitment to him, to forsake yourself and to follow him, we have ministry teams that will be lying in the front here. I encourage you to come down, receive prayer, talk to them. Something on your heart you need to get off and share with someone, do that. If you're interested in going on a trip to Brazil, you can meet with Paulo. Paulo's right here, he'll be right over here, I think. He can give you some details. Encourage you to slip away often this week. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week.